This Sunday is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The psalm of the day is from Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 7 through 13. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 5a, and 21 through 33. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the epistle from Jeremiah and the Gospel from St. Matthew. He will read those for you now. Here is the Reverend David Magruder with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Confessing Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him. Let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived. Then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father, who is in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Jesus said, Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. So, what does it mean to confess Jesus? Well, to confess Jesus before men is simply to speak and say what Jesus has already spoken and said to us. You confess Jesus Christ every time you echo, repeat, and profess the teachings of Jesus. If Jesus says that all who believe and are baptized will be saved, then we confess that. We echo and repeat it. If Jesus says that He alone is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him, then we confess that. What Jesus has said, so we say. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus was sending out the 12 on their first missionary journey. Jesus was sending them up to the rooftops to give maximum publicity to His teachings, to confess Him. What Jesus had been teaching the 12 up to that point in private, they were now to preach and proclaim in public. They were to go out confessing Jesus before people, teaching others what Jesus had already taught them. And here the disciples are an example for us and for all Christians. Christians confess Christ. That's what we do. To our families, to our neighbors, to colleagues and friends, we are called to confess Christ. And this confessing we do joyfully, faithfully, and willingly because we love these people. We want them to receive what we have received, the peace of sins forgiven, and a good conscience before God. It's never about winning an argument or proving that you're right. Our witness is born of God's love. For God so loved the world in this way that He sent His only Son, that whoever believes in Him has eternal life. So we want other people to know and receive the blessings that come to all who confess Christ. Now that sounds easy, but you know from your own experience that this confessing of Jesus and His Word is never easy. Down through the centuries, countless Christians have been martyred and massacred for the simple crime of confessing Christ. In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Jeremiah simply sought to faithfully confess God's Word to his people. And for that faith crime, Jeremiah found himself on the receiving end of a 6th century social media canceling. Denounce him. Let us denounce him, say all my close friends waiting for my fall. And don't forget what Jesus plainly told the 12 as he sent them out to confess him before men. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And with that, suddenly confessing Christ from the housetops doesn't sound quite so appealing, does it? Well, what do you do? What do you do when faithfully confessing Christ and His Word immediately puts you at odds with family, friends, and neighbors? It's never been easy. And so it is today, no surprise. That confessing Christ and His Word on topics like the gift of marriage as given by God for man and woman, or the gift of life from conception to natural death, to confess this can be risky. To say that a clear conscience and hope is only found in the crucified and risen Jesus of Nazareth is risky. Say it in the wrong place, before the wrong people, and once solid relationships can be ruined. It's easier to just keep your head down and your mouth shut. But it requires no faith to do that. People will applaud you if you do it, but confess the clarity of the gospel, that salvation is in Christ alone and brought through the working of His Word, well, that takes courage. That requires faith, and faith endures all things, even persecution and denunciation. But Jesus, He will never denounce you. He will never disown you. In fact, he will confess you before his Father in heaven. For every disciple who dares to confess Christ from the housetops, for you who seek to faithfully bear witness to the teachings and the love of Christ in this world, to you who aim to speak the truth in love, Jesus says, do not be afraid. In fact, in today's Holy Gospel, he says it three times. Have no fear of them. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Fear not, for you are of more value than a multitude of sparrows, and even the hairs of your head are numbered. The fear that quiets us, the fear that keeps us from confessing Christ and his word, Jesus wants us to leave that fear behind. Trust him. Follow him in faith. What you hear whispered from the pages of your Bible, proclaim from the housetops. Because no matter how much the world around us devolves into chaos or violence, your body and soul are in safe keeping, in the safe keeping of Jesus the Christ. If he knows when a single sparrow falls to the ground, if he knows the number of hairs on your head, then he also knows just the help you need. For you, he suffered at the hands of a ruthless mob. For you, he was denounced and put to death. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says, and that's true. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. He was killed on Good Friday, nailed to a cross. But by that death, his death, your sin was done away with. By that death, his death, he destroyed death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. And that free gift of salvation is offered to all people, to every son and daughter of Adam. All are invited. None are excluded. The forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, that's God's free gift for you and for all who believe. But some people, perhaps someone in your life, well, they may only come to know and receive that gift because you cared enough to speak up, because you cared enough to leave the basement behind and head up to the rooftop to speak the truth in love, to be like Jeremiah, who spoke against all odds. Christ Jesus died to save sinners, of whom we are the worst. We're not perfect, but we are forgiven in Jesus, and that makes all the difference. That's the good news that we are privileged to proclaim, to confess from the rooftops, to neighbors, family, colleagues, and friends. God has reconciled the world to himself in Jesus. That's what we call the gospel. God himself has proclaimed it from the top of Mount Calvary. God himself has proclaimed it from the empty tomb of the resurrected Jesus, and God still proclaims it today. His loving care for you reaches into eternity. That's what he himself is confessing today, loud and clear, for all of us to hear. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We join now in the prayer that the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect of the Day for this fourth Sunday after Pentecost.
Let us pray. O God, because your abiding presence always goes with us, keep us aware of your daily mercies, that we may live secure and content in your eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Go in peace and serve the Lord.